A lot of great organisations around the Hunter give you the chance to get out and enjoy a little bit of nature. And one of those is right slap bang in Heatherbrae. Of course, it is the Hunter Region Botanic Gardens. They have their Spring Fair on Orchid Show happening on Sunday, one of the big days on their calendar. And their events manager, Jenny Lawson, joins us now. Jenny, thank you so much for your time. Of course, whenever you have a bit of an outdoor event, we're relying on the weather. But at this stage, weather's looking pretty good on the weekend. So that's a fantastic start.
You know what? I try not to look at the weather until the day before because it changes so much. I keep getting anxiety attacks if you look too soon.
Well, I can't blame you. I mean,
it's all for nothing.
Look, I can't blame you because, I mean, anytime anything happens outdoor, right, you just, well, you get the weather you get. But honestly, right through the end of the weekend, I mean, it's looking fantastic, so I'll be surprised if it's not.
I know. I'm hoping it's right.
It is. Well, so far it is. That's the one we're booking in. Look, of course, the Botanic Gardens right there. Oh, actually, something completely different. I'll ask you before we get going there, Jenny. With the newer roads and alignment going out there, are people still finding you okay, still getting nice roll-ups to the gardens?
Well, look, no, not as much as we could and should, because it is interfering with our drive-by patronage. People just don't see us as much as they used to be able to, so it is cutting down on our visitation for travellers. And unfortunately, we don't get any government funding here at the gardens, so we rely on our entry fee and our big events such as the Spring Fair to actually bring in revenue to keep the gardens going. So, the interference from the M1 has not been good for us, but we keep on keeping on.
All right. Well, with a bit of luck, once it starts to smooth out a little bit, hopefully attendance starts to normalise and gets back in a positive direction.
That's what we're hoping. And they have promised that they're going to landscape the whole front once they've completed the roadworks themselves and, you know, make it a bit more conspicuous. I hope that more people can notice this on the way past.
Well, I mean, if you end up with a new garden out the front, it'll, actually, there is a nice gardens in there. We'll pop in and have a look.
That's right.
Look, your chance to experience a lot of that on the weekend, the Spring Fair and Orchid Show, what can we expect when we lob up, Jeannie?
Yeah, well, look, we've got a lot happening. We're incorporating our Spring Fair, our Native Orchid Show and our Native Plant Fair. So there's three fairs in one, so it should be a really good and vibrant day. We have the Australasian Native Orchid Society coming to support us again. So they'll have their big display in our Environment Pavilion. They're having raffles and plant sales and demonstrations, and lots of people will be there to talk orchids with you. So if you've got any questions, they're the guys to go to. And they always put on a really lovely show of their orchids. So even if you just come for that part, it's really worth it.
Mm.
We've also got the Newcastle Bonsai Society coming, so they're setting up a whole range of their bonsai exhibit, which will be spectacular. So there's two things to come for, if nothing else, but we have more. We have our market stalls. We've probably got about 25 or so different market stalls in our eucalyptus lawn. We've got food vans, activities for the kids, jumping castle, face painter. And lots of tours as well. We'll have our Spring Fair Express going around and around the garden, so you can jump on the little train and get taken around the paths.
That's nice, because if you're thinking, I don't really want to do the whole walk, but I do want to get around, so the express
that's
will take
right.
you through there. The tours that you mentioned, Jenny, roughly how long would one of those take if we were there and line up for one?
Now, the walks, did you say?
The walk around. Yep.
How long is a piece of string?
Yeah, however long you want, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah.
Because it depends what your interest is. And you can spend a whole day here at the gardens and still not see everything if you just take your time. There's so much to see here. But a normal walk, around about an hour is a good sort of, about an hour.
And I'll tell you what, even the fact that a general walk for about an hour is obviously stopping in to admire a few things on the way.
Yes.
That gives you a bit of an idea of the scope of the joint, doesn't it? I mean, an hour to get around to roughly see most things, there's really a lot tucked away there that we need to come and have a look at.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of land here, and we've got 25 gardens that are under specific gardens. So we've got our succulent garden, for example, which is just dedicated to cacti and succulents. We've got our orchid houses. We've got our rainforest section and lots of things in between. So there's lots to look at. Every corner you turn, there's a different little spot. Our grevillea garden is looking magnificent at the moment. All the grevilleas are out in flower. There's so many different varieties. Some of them don't even look like what you think a grevillea is. So definitely go and see the grevillea garden and just see the different shapes of the flowers and leaves and think, wow, is that a grevillea? We've got lots of things happening here.
All right, spring
is the time to come.
Of course it is, and the weather's going to be nice, which we already know. We've got that in as a fact. So, look, it'll be a big day. I will let you go and put the finishing touches on it, Jeannie, and we hope for a bigger and better roll-up than you've had in the past couple of years to try and...
Thank you so much. That would be lovely.
Help soften the blow of the numbers dropping down. Appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Jeannie Lawson, the events manager of the Hunter Region Botanic Gardens. If you'd like some information on the Spring Fair and all of the events around the happening, head up to our events calendar for more. You can find that at our website, 2NURFM.com.au.